Yes, we do not have MacArthur Foundation approval, but we're gonna deign every single guest on our show a genius just for participating in Friday Drive. This evening, it's time for our Twitterati segment, where we dissect some of the more interesting content that has spread through the discerning side alleys of the information superhighway. And the genius that we've called on is none other than at Professor Funk. That's his Twitter handle. His real name is Daniel Keogh. Daniel, well, you know more about science than me, so let's go with genius, eh?
Oh, well, thank you. And the professor's fake as well, so we'll just go with the whole fake thing.
Okay, no PhDs in the segment this evening, but we are talking Twitter, and our musical introduction there, Baby, You Can Drive My Car. Where does that take us into the Twittersphere?
Well, it's not quite babies driving cars, but instead it's dogs. We've got a very big video went viral on Twitter this week. It was all over the place, but it comes from New Zealand, where they have trained dogs to drive cars.
Whoa. Okay, so, I mean, you think of maybe YouTube more as being about animals doing cute things. Is this just a kind of viral laugh hit, or is there some kind of interesting thought or even maybe science behind this?
Well, you would think that, wouldn't you? I mean, what, you know, think of all the value that having dogs driving around could be to, you know, all of us. It could just really be handy for us all. But instead, we just did it because we can.
Okay, all right. So, I mean, seriously, can dogs actually drive cars?
They can, and the reason for it is just to say how good dogs are. So these dogs in particular, three of them were trained to drive a modified Mini. So, you know, they were taught how to do the gears. They can do it all, start the car, put brakes on, etc. But it's actually just a stunt. Think of all the cool things we could do with these things driving cars, and instead it's but it goes for a good cause of getting people to think about picking up stray dogs that have been donated to SPCA in New Zealand.
Okay, so this is basically like a publicity stunt in a way,
yeah,
to draw attention. We're not going to have dogs taking over the roads in New Zealand or Australia anytime soon.
Unfortunately. No, it was a big hit in New Zealand, though. It was on national television. It was broadcast live. And one of the guys, actually cameraman, was in the car while I was driving and had to stop. He felt pretty uncomfortable, and he was quoted as saying, "Can we stop now?" I would have been wrapped. I would have been the one with my head out the window.
Fair enough, too. Well, look, I think we've set some sort of record here because we've just had a discussion about New Zealand involving animals, not a mention of a particular type of animal that country is well known for. So let's move on before things get problematic. Professor Funk, as you're known on Twitter, there's been a little bit of a Twitter spat this week over who is the person of the year.
Oh, well, you don't need to be told. Who has had the best year on record this year? Just think about it. Kim Jong-un, he got married. He's just celebrated his first year in office. He has launched a rocket into space. He is named the sexiest man alive. And today, through Time's Twitter stream, it has become clear that he was voted officially on the reader's poll the Time Person of the Year.
You're kidding me. So the newly minted dictator of North Korea has won a democratic vote for Times Person of the Year. Now, I'm assuming, Dan, that you don't actually get the cover of Time magazine if you win the online vote, do you?
No.
So how's this happened?
Well, it has happened through a big push online. He got 5 million votes. That was twice as many as John Stewart, who was second place. But now that's not a very good sign because there are 25 million people in North Korea. So life looks pretty tough for the other 20 million.
Okay, but the 5 million who voted for him, are these votes genuinely emanating from the Hidden Kingdom, or is this kind of like a victory of kind of online ironic democracy?
What, don't you think he deserves it?
Well, no. Look, he's a pretty incredible guy. I know that his father, didn't he once do 18 rounds of golf, all of which were hole-in-ones, according to official North Korean history?
Don't doubt it. But one of the sources that this unfortunately has come out of is from the online sphere. It's a bit of a joke coming out of 4chan, which is where all the trolls of the internet come out of. You know, if that's what Time's going to be doing, I mean, Time has just sold itself out. It's a joke anyway.
I would love to see Kim Jong-un on the cover of Time magazine.
It would be the lols. It would.
On RN Drive, we are discussing the Twitter sphere. And Dan, lols indeed. When people have to keep things concise on Twitter in particular, you can use abbreviations. Mm-hmm. LOL has a bit of a curious history because some people think it means lots of love and other people think it means laugh out loud. I think the British Prime Minister David Cameron had some few issues with that. What do people in other languages use for abbreviations on Twitter?
And that's interesting that you brought that up about the confusion, because online you obviously think, you're in the English sphere of the web. But, other languages actually have different ways of laughing online. So it's not LOL. You have some really interesting things. So in Thailand, instead, you 5555.
5555?
Yes, because in Thailand, the number 5 is pronounced ha.
So it's
ha 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 ha. But you have this really confusing thing, because in China, 5 is actually sounds... It sounds like... instead, boo-hoo.
Oh, I see.
So you've got this really strange crossover where one side is laughing. If you're in Thailand and you put a bunch of fives in a row, you're laughing. Whereas in China, you put a whole bunch of fives together, someone's crying.
Something tells me that North Korea probably doesn't have a short form for such levity. So someone's actually put together all these kind of abbreviations of international tweeting brevity.
Yeah, that's it. It came out of a really interesting discussion on Reddit, just about this thing of like, when you speak in your native language online, what does it sound like? And it was tweeted through Atlantic. It was just a cool thing to just remind you that, the Twitter sphere and the World Wide Web is not just an English-based thing.
Indeed.
And now we're more literate at talking in, if we want to 555 to Thai.
Absolutely. Anything amusing that happens in the rest of the program, I'll be 555-ing it for our Taiwanese listeners. Okay, now, look, I know that even though your professorship in funkdom may not be scientifically signed off, Dan Keogh, you do kind of like to keep track of interesting stuff that's happening in science.
Definitely.
Now, can you give us a highlight from the week?
Well, definitely the highlight. There have been many this week. It's 40 years since we put a man on the moon, which is 40 years too long. But the most amazing one that came out is a new piece of research that has been able to show that we can turn urine into brain cells.
Turn urine into brain cells. Wow. I thought that alcohol was probably responsible for doing the opposite. But, is this for real? Can you actually turn urine into useful matter?
Yes, exactly.
How so?
Yeah, and very, very easily. In fact, it seems so bizarre, but in fact, it's kind of representing itself as a more efficient way of getting cells to take on new forms. So you know how we do the whole discussion about stem cells? Well, this totally bypasses that. Mm-hmm. In urine, you've got your cells come off your kidney, mm-hmm. and they're just sitting there in this waste product. You can actually extract those and reprogram them to take on a whole new form as another cell. So these scientists have developed this method of taking this complete waste, waste that we excrete, and then turn it back into your brain cells. So exactly with the drinking, we could have this situation where, you know, you could replenish the brain cells you lost on the piss from your piss.
There you go. Well, that's fascinating. I'm not quite sure what I make of that. On RN Drive, we are talking to our guest Twitterati for this week, Dan Keogh at Professor Funk. And, of course, it's the Twitter tradition, Dan, to recommend somebody to follow on a Friday. Mm-hmm. Who would you recommend that our Twitteratis follow this week?
Yeah, so an interesting one has come out just very recently. It only opened on Tuesday, but it's created a lot of buzz, and that is @DroneStream.
Okay.
And it's a project that's come out of a student in the US, a journalist, who is going to tweet every single drone strike that's been recorded in the last 10 years.
Oh, so this is one of those kind of Twitter things where you reenact history in the time frame, but kind of years down the track
and
140 characters.
And it presents this really interesting, it's a sobering effect where in your Twitter stream, this thing comes up and you just, you know, in your mind recognize that someone has just died.
Yeah.
It's a very sobering thing. But, yeah, it's getting quite interesting at the moment as it gets towards the end of, you know, where we are right now.
Yeah, so when did it start?
So it started on Tuesday, and it started in documenting from 2002. And now it's in the kind of 2010 era where just they're going off every kind of twice a day, you know, every kind of around five times a week. Sort of thing. So it's really interesting to follow, and he's collapsed the timeline down.
Right,
so it's happening rapidly all the time. So, yeah, a bit sobering, but that's what Twitter throws up, all kinds of interesting
stuff. So if you want to follow the history of US drone strikes, the handle is @DroneStream, DroneStream. Dan Keogh, thank you very much for joining us on RN Drive.
Jules, always a pleasure.
And, of course, if you would like to follow Dan, his tweet handle is @ProfessorFunk. Mine is @JulesMorrow. And the tweet handle of the program is @RN Drive.